This is Radio 1940 with the Battle of Britain news for today, the 26th of August 1940. The weather today was mainly dry and cloudy, but brighter in the south. After a number of reconnaissance flights this morning between Harwich and Land's End, three major attacks by large formations developed. At 11:37 hours, five raids totaling some 100 aircraft attacked objectives in the Folkestone-Dover area and also inland at Biggin Hill and Kenley. The attack was dispersed by 12:50 hours. A second attack on the southeast of England developed at approximately 14:22 hours when nearly 200 aircraft crossed the coast in waves between Nympne and the mouth of the Blackwater, with aerodromes in southeast England as their objectives. At 15:40 hours, some 250 aircraft were estimated to be north and south of the estuary between Bury St Edmunds and Dungeness. At approximately 1600 hours, a major raid approached Portsmouth on a 30-mile front at 15,000 feet. This was followed by two other raids, all of which were engaged by our fighters, and by 1700 hours began to disperse. A flying boat with fighter escort was later plotted on various courses south of the Isle of Wight, probably looking for casualties. A twin-engine seaplane was intercepted and destroyed by our fighters about this time. By night, enemy activity has been on an exceptionally heavy and continuous scale throughout the hours of darkness. The main route of enemy aircraft has been from Beachy Head, over London and on to Birmingham and Coventry, starting at about 21:25 hours and continuing until 0300 hours. During all this period, London Central was under red warning. 197 patrols involving 828 aircraft were dispatched against an estimated 300 aircraft during the night and over 400 aircraft during the day. 46 enemy aircraft were destroyed for the loss of 28 aircraft, with four pilots and two air gunners killed or missing.